Rabbi, let's continue. We left off last time with a very important aloha regarding where to light. Again, I want to make this very clear because unfortunately there are people here who are not here, who were here yesterday, and I think some of them got the wrong end of the stick, and I've heard a few opinions that people were coming up with. Rabbi, we were not saying yesterday that it's usher to light outside. We brought one sefer that said it's asan, it's a bochal gatola. Everybody is chalilikunyan, and the fact that we know that the minig of Yerushalayim is to light where?
Outside.
As I pass on the Benashim, the Chazanis, the Vishkurot, of Nidru, as I pass on the Hatzvi, most posts can hold that the minig in Yerushalayim is outside. That's what we already discussed. We're trying to arrange, Beis Hashem, there should be a big container by the door over there, by the path of the chotzer, and everybody will be lighting over there.
I got smashed last year.
Smashed, we'll have to speak about smashed. Now, on both sides, so this lemaisa seems to be the minig in Yerushalayim at least, and it's sure that way. In chutzlaretz, we know that this is not the minig in chutzlaretz. In chutzlaretz, people do not light outside, generally. Okay, now you have to know that the chiyuv of lighting outside, in Adkei Deikach, I'll tell you a maisa shayu from the Brisker off. The Meister Shoyu for the Blitzkerov is Azoy. That one time, it was raining outside, so bad that he poshut could not light. So he lit inside, Skemeti, but the moment that the thunderstorm stopped, he went outside and he relit, because he was Oishu that he wasn't used to mitzvah. That's the big cut. Imam Shoyu wasn't used to mitzvah.
Before Techlorego, right?
Yeah, before Techlorego, exactly. Now the Meister, what is the hesed we said of some people to light inside? What's the chat? No, in fact, he wasn't going to Bachan, he was never Yetzer, he didn't do anything. Like somebody said, they smashed the glass. By me last year, every single night they smashed my glass with a little box over there.
Really?
I don't know who it was, I didn't know it was a child. But every single night. And I borrowed a guy next to me who did it on top of me, and he managed, no problem. It was like, so this is one of the reasons, right, why the mice are going to light inside. Mokam Sakona doesn't mean Sakona Mamish will die. It means Sakona, you're going to sit here and now you have to smash the glass, cost money, and I made it that way. Now, there is another reason as well, you should know, this is mice, a big smack to be made called this.
Prayer,
it's the Oruch HaShulchan. The Oruch HaShulchan says that in Chutzlaretz, it's rainy. Say that in the north of Manchester, for example, it's raining, Yoimun V'loila, it's windy, it's not Gishmak. Now the only way to be able to light in Chutzlaretz would be to what? To buy a box, right? It's about one of those boxes. Zog the Oruch HaShulchan, Chazal would never be sacking you to buy the box. They were sacking you to buy the menorah, but not the box. The Mela is the only way I'm allowed to light is out of the box. The Mela Chazal never told me to do that. That's when we light inside. Right? That's not for children. Then, of course, we have the Chassidus Shehidin over here. And the Chassidus Shehidin, we go back to the Arizal, the Heilige Arizal. Arizal says that Chanukah is the Pnimis the Melacha. Right? The whole thing of Chanukah is the Pnimis. We're inside the house, that's why women don't do it. Some say because of Pnimis. All different reasons, that's why we know that the Shekhinah comes down. The Matam Asar Tzvachim, right? Was the Baisa once one of the Tishim? No, sorry. It was Bishas Adlaka from Triska Bagim. Right there, one of the Rebbes. He was lighting the candles, and right before he lit, he saw a full chassid. He said to him, excuse me, you're very tall, and your wife's very short. How do you speak to her? He said, Boshet. I go down, I bend down, I speak to her, often the Gemara says that way, right? One moment says, you go down, and the Maisi goes away. Now, he said, now, everyone said, what's going on here? This Rebbe in the middle, right? I'm avoiding him lighting the candles. What's he doing over here? What? So he said, and so Boshet, because that's Hanukkah. Chanukah is when a Kodesh Baruch Hu bends down, Ki'iru, and comes down and speaks to us. But you have to listen. You don't listen, we won't speak to you. And then if you won't listen, you'll get all the speaking, Rabbi Yisai. Let me go back to it. Again, Rabbi Yisai, we said, Minigay Tishroel, we light outside. Let's go lighter. Now, when you light outside, you've got a big problem. What's with the wind? You use one of these boxes, you open up, Rabbi Yisai, listen carefully, it's very important. You lift up the glass panel inside, and then you light, and then you close the glass panel, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
you have the glass things, you lift up the thing. Oh. Listen to what Rabbi said to a brisker chumre. This is the Pesach Chumra, man.
What glass?
The glass box.
It's you put
it in, you lift it up, you light, you close it.
I'm not
so
yeah. You're not letting in the...
Mr. Reich. Now, if the Maisa, you would leave that glass thing open, what would happen? The wind would get in and it would blow it out. Now, we know there has to be the amount of oil, b'shas, that loco, that it would last for half an hour. If you leave that, no, it has air on the outside on the top. If you leave that whole panel in the front open, when you light and you leave it, it will go out. It could be a mitzvah, because you're lighting without the shake of oil. That's exactly the same. And therefore you're lighting without the share of oil, because it's going to go out in 10 seconds. The Chaim Yeski brings rice from his produce all over the place. How is there? There's no hetzer for this, and about this, there's no shine of a cloud. Now, it's a dua, this already is reborn the Gemara that's meant to be showing him, that the menorah has to be a tefach, close to the Pesach of the Bais. That's why, at the first carrier over here, that gets with the cupboard over here, to try and get within the tefach. Now, yesh oimim, that the tefach has to be from the flame, that the flame of the menorah has to be one tefach right close to the Pesach HaBais. Of a Zuk Mishmei Mazalma, no. What was the whole reason why Chazal came along and said, you have to have a tefach next to the Pesach HaBais? The reason is no why. Because how are people going to know that they're lighting near the house? They're going to think, hey, this guy's lighting in the street. If they see the menorah is be'erich in the area of the whole courtyard over there of the doorway, then maybe everybody knows it belongs to Yeshiva Tzeveres Chaim, and maybe you don't have to worry and tap no good about the mirror. Look at example in the mirror, for example, we've got hundreds of these boxes piled on one another, and they're all over the place over there. What happened to Tevach Somach near the Pesach? And I said, Tzmutzah. Because again, when I see this cupboard next to the Pesach over there, I know that this cupboard belongs to this house. And maybe I'm not chayshish. So I go, if a person wants to be even more mahajin, he should try to be one of the first people over there. There's not so many people over here right now. So you guys heard this. When you heard this, you guys can get the Moshech HaTchila Mitzvah. The best thing is to get right close to the doorway. That's the best. And you have some of the mitzvah and the mezuzah on one side, you have the menorah on the other side, nobody said. Lomigain Baita. How high does it have to be? Again, I wish you guys are lucky. You are here right now. Unfortunately, not everyone is here, so obviously you guys can be using the Moshech HaTchila. Moshech HaTchila is again, we go, it must be the HaTchila, Tzvachim from the ground. Three Tzvachim from the ground, Rabbi Yisrael, is Chazanish, 11 and a quarter inches. With Moshe Feinstein, 10 and 5/8 of an inch. Hey, what did Rabbi Yisrael say? It's raining again. The Moshech said, three Tzvachim from the ground. Ground, three Tzvachim high. And then the Chatzchila should not be 10 Tzvachim from the ground. 10 Tzvachim, I think I have a measurement of it. 38 inches, I don't know, we moved it, yeah. 38 inches and 35 and a half according to Moshe. Again, this is a dinner Chatzchila, you look in the Me'iri's paket, that's from Baba Kama, as the Me'iri says, there's no such thing as a size and amount and a height, no such thing, and a paket in time is a mile of Mishnah. Oh, but as we know, the Shulchan Aruch passed it, like this year. So this is very, very Nagea
when a person lives in an apartment building. What does he do? He lives in an apartment building, right? He's living in this yeshiva. But let's say, for example, a person living in an apartment building, where does he light? He's way over 20 amas even sometimes. Way over 20 amas, a big show. Comes over with a Scheinberg, the Moshe, many other poskim, and they say, Mary, if you've got someone in the window opposite your window, so it's basically, we look at it, like your ground and his ground is the ground, and then you go from there. But really, it's beautiful. If I like the way, that's what I do in the Maisa. I lie by my window, and across the thing over there, I have another apartment thing, they look inside by me, I look inside by them, so it's moving. I am higher than 20, so what? That's not the point. Remain as keen as a good shine as a good Maisa. It's keen evil the Maisa, and we start from there, and go upwards.
That'll be better than your concept
here. It depends on what the building is. The Pesach building could be much, much better, because you've got the mind of the Pesach
HaBais.
It's
different much slower.
What's that?
You need to
have
out a window, right?
No, by me?
Yeah. No, this is a Pesach for your building. Only the people over there can see it. People from Rishus Rabin won't see it.
It's got to be facing Rishus Rabin. It's got to be facing Rishus Harachim. If it's not, by the doorway, then you do the window facing Rishus Rabin. And it's from the right hand side of the window. Right? It's from the right hand side of the window. If you do the marpeset, Rabbi, you say, Mary Gaya, you do by the marpeset. That's a very good idea, because sometimes there's a window and there's no door. So then you're doing the other side of the door, and you've got both minds. Okay, Rabbi, say, very, very important. Erev Shabbos and Motzah Shabbos. Erev Shabbos and Motzah Shabbos, people make so many mistakes. When it comes to Erev Shabbos and Motzah Shabbos on Hanukkah, people have no idea what's flying, they don't know what to do, and they get a bit stuck. And Be'ez Hashem, we have to move on to Alochos, on what to do when a person goes away for Shabbos. And it goes away for the night. Oh. When is he like? What's the Shabbos? What is he like? This is a big shayis. This will get to Be'ez Hashem, and then we'll do it tonight. We'll do Be'ez Hashem on Sunday. We'll start the lachas of going away for Shabbos. And then we'll stop Be'ez Hashem the lachas of dreidel, the lachas of donut, the lachas of all sorts of things. Be'ez
Hashem.
Finished?
Donuts
have a lot of lachas. A lot of Simon Shukhano donated just the donuts.
Lucky.
Maybe I have to bring some donuts. I'll show the other one and discuss it.
If it's more, if it's so much, then Pesach is better because
you've got a doorway, you've got the mile of a doorway. So that's got Zuzah, it's much, much better. But if they're both similar to the outside,
right side
of the window, yeah. Okay, right, so let's start there. Right side of the door. Let's start. Erev Shabbos, it's very, very important to remember that we should try and daven mincha early. What does early mean on Shabbos? Again, we're talking about mincha early over here. Right? Go across the street, Mr. I guarantee you, you have a million early, extra 12, extra 1, I have no idea. Yeah, is it Indian to daven? Why? What's the reason? Because we try and daven mincha before, so we can light the hadlokas, our neighbors of Hanukkah, so much as we can to Shabbos. Now, Rabbeisai, Mr. Rav, listen to this. We know in Yerushalayim, in our Kodesh, there is a minhag to light how many minutes before Shkia?
45.
18.
Forty minutes
before Shkia is the minhag every single week that I can. That's why in America, for example, after the Zman HaDlaka, you won't see a guy driving. When it comes to Erev Hanukkah, when it comes to Friday night of Hanukkah, we make the minhag of Yerushalayim lower than that, and it's 25 minutes. That means the Maisa, the Zman, I'm sure there's somebody here that lights candles for Shabbos Kodesh, right? Shemi Rachim.
Who was?
What are you trying to there has to be someone in this yeshiva that I can.
Yeah, Simcha Melech.
Yeah, we have a guy.
He does? There's someone who does. Now, we want to know like this. When should we light? Right? So, Ba'etzem, 25 minutes is this man at Lokis and Avis. Now, only a woman is with Kabbalah Shabbos when she lights the candle. A man's with the Shulchan Aruch is not Kabbalah Shabbos when he lights the candles, right? So, only a woman. So then what do we do? This is what I do to Maisa. Number one, okay, you light 25 minutes before, and then straight away, I'm going to be lighting, right? I'm going to be lighting, not her, right? That's something what we do to Maisa. Now, okay, it's not again.
You light first, then you just put her after the
Kasera. Yeah. What? What's that again? Say again? Again,
Chutzos
could be different, yeah, because over there this man of Shkia is much closer towards Shkia itself. Actually, in Shalayim, we've got much further. Okay, boys, let's continue. What did we say just now?
Abdullah,
the same boy. Okay. Okay, boys, Abdullah, what should Abdullah? This is one of the biggest shaylos that there is in Hanukkah. When should a person and how should he do Abdullah and Hadlokas and Neiros of Hanukkah, right? So this Be'etzem, we know that the minhag Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael is to light candles on Motzeh Shabbos as soon as Shabbos goes out. Now, again, we're not discussing some has a better time in it. Most people do not have a better time in it. The minhag, that's the thing. However, right, if a person has a better time, he goes to a better time. Over pastures, we light straight away. Abgidei Da'at, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shmuel Sarant. Rav Shmuel Salam was once by the Kaisel, right? Famous Maisa. He was once by the Kaisel, and he was down in Shmuel Esra. After Shmuel Esra, he looks behind him, there's somebody standing right there. Everybody goes, hello, right? Take down the Amos. Ask the double to make the 3 steps back. I don't know, I see people doing this all the time. It's a problem. Lay it there, they push it to another loss. I don't know. Lay it there. Oh, but the man said, people take 3 steps. Now keeps it now. Lay it there.
Lay it there. Lay it there. Lay it
there. Ask the double. It's ask the double to take 3 steps back. Right? Ask the double.
We can't send them out, so we'll take 3 steps.
What?
Well, it's also us the government to stand there davening while someone's...
Yes,
someone
I'm going to daven for 2 hours. I'm asking you. If you know you daven on Shmuel Esra,
don't daven behind someone else.
That's right. Yes, that's maybe these guys. Mask it. However, this halakha is a lot, right? Also, a lot is a lot.
If there's any place where they're out of stand, you'll have to do
that
it.
That could be. But in a regular situation, it's us to take 3 steps back. Salat over there was on the Kaisel, and the Maisa, he realized, oh, right, this guy's davening a Yom Kippur Menestra. What am I going to do over here? And he's like, I'm not going to lay a Hanukkah. What did he do? There was a window. I don't even know where exactly. It wasn't obviously the Kaisel that we had. There was a window right there. He jumped out the window. He
who
was
this?
All the way home. Who? Shmuel Salat.
Oh, the person was by where the ladies.
Maybe,
that's what it was.
No, that's right, there.
That's what the guy told me before they opened up. That's how it was.
What's this?
Why is there
the ladies section? That's
because he didn't take his back. Can you hear the windows right next to him? So you just jump that way.
Yeah,
can you go back?
It's right up to against the guy's.
That's
the
right stuff.
Who's? The arrows built.
Right, all of them. He kept that lock, right? He kept that lock.
History lesson.
He didn't do anything.
Oh, look, Army, you want to open there?
No. No noise.
You know, so show them. Oh, Sam.
Let me get back to
that. Okay. Big shadow, Rabbi Sai. What do we do first? Do we do? Rabbi Sai, I need opinions over here. What do we do? We do Hanukkah, Mr. Man. Hanukkah or Shabbos? Dynamite. Abdullah or Hanukkah?
Shalom
Bayis. What's Shalom Bayis?
You can light an Erev Shabbos and still not be Mekabel Shabbos.
You bring it out,
I don't want to Shabbos now.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, you don't.
I can see a difference over here between. Okay, but listen to this. Bad Sam, we have over here, you're right. Told you this in the Dostum Kodim. I have in front of me 2 mitzvahs. I have a mitzvah of Lokal and a mitzvah of Abdullah. Which one comes first? Well, Toddy comes first, normally, right? So maybe there's a machlokes in the Achrenim. Yesh Oymim, that why should Abdullah come first? Toddy Vishayna Dodd. Yesh Oymim, no. What are you talking about? Chanukah, Bishrami Misa, and especially Motzei Shabbos. Why? Because if you light too late, you could have missed the whole Zman. Mimela, as soon as possible before you do Abdullah. Now.
What do you mean, Motzei Shabbos?
The Mishnah Berurah Paskins, Rabbi Sai, do whatever you want. It's one of the very few times, by the way, you'll ever find a Mishnah Berurah Paskining, do what you want. Now, what does that mean, do what you want? It means if you don't have a minute what to do, there's a matter that you can do whichever one you want, because both are poskim on either side. Now, I want to tell you like this. It seems to be that the minhag in Chutz Loretz is to do Havdalah first. The minhag in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, is to do the Menorah first, before the Havdalah. You are saying, what's the pshat? What is the Hezbo and Chutz Loretz is different?
American Tanakh Yisrael do then.
No, what's the chat? What's the difference? If the lighting inside is running the guns to that, so what's the rush? No rush. Remember, that's why you do have gold first. Masha ain't cake. In Eretz Yisrael, when the minig in Eretz Yisrael is the lighting outside, and the lighting on the outside is a shayla. When you go to the mitzvah, it's this man, and I should take away the mishuk, when is this man? Because we can't fade away. That's why in Eretz Yisrael, the minig became that about that we tried to do the menorah before we do the Havdol. That's the mitzvah of the Hezbollah over there. But a person does not have a minig. And he doesn't want to go with this approach, then he might say he should do Abdullah first, and so he passed on Chashugan, the kids are Shlom, the Taz, Ma'abil, Chazanish, and Abadah we try and do the Abdullah first if we don't have a minute, Rabbi Yisai. Now, this Abadah, we have to finish, is it's us a Goma to have any Hanor Bechlav on the neighbors. I saw Adkadi Kach, I don't understand it, but this is what I saw. I don't know if he said it either, that Reversum from Mene Brak says, you're not allowed to take a picture of the neighbors. He's a man. You're going on over the neighbors. No, I don't understand it. I don't even know if he said it. This I don't know. Oh, but there's in the safe over there. He says, Mufresh, Rabbi Rosh said, and you know, I take a picture. Mukhangiyevsky said, no, that's like we're getting hung off from the candles. He says, no, they don't go whatsoever. The main of our boy said, that's the reason why we're lighting shamash. I remember I once got a phone from a bacha, maybe I think 2 years ago. He told me, I'm lighting a neighbor. I don't have a shamash. I'm allowed to light the chlach.
Right? Am I allowed to have a chalik to me? Right?
They have flesh than the saying that the nears are not making your picture any better.
No, it's because you need a geschmack from the candles, getting hanor. I'm not saying you have to be machmir that way. Now, the maestro, again, with this hanor, the shamash is there for that reason. That's why you stayed in shulchanor, you put it a little bit higher, put it a little bit away, to show the oilam that this is slightly different to everything else. Now, if a person doesn't have a shamash, right, you're in the gay, you like beer bowl, all these things, the maestro, there's no problem, you don't have to have a shamash, especially that nowadays, we put it outside, you're getting hanor, and we have the chashmal in our houses anyway, maybe you're not getting hanor. So again, you have to be careful not to get a hanor, especially when you stand there, Evshim, with a piece of paper, and there is a lot of, you have to make sure you're not allowed to get hanor from the neighbors. Mamash Otsu Gomes, it's not like Shabbos. Well, you're supposed to get hanor, Nashigan and Hanukkah, you're not allowed to get hanor. Rabbi Sai, on Sunday, we begin the halachos of going away for Shabbos Hanukkah.
Yeah.